Let's sing number 45 in the white book. My Lord and I. Praise God.
Another beautiful day. When I was on my honeymoon, I was in Bermuda. And at breakfast time, the lady would say, "It's another Bermudaful day out." I got sick of that after a while. I don't know how to translate that into Pilgrim Camp, but it is a beautiful day. Praise God. Number 45, right? The song. They came up to me and said, can we sing this song? It always interests me, the songs that people choose. And I wonder, what's behind that? Why is that song precious to you? And there's always a reason. There's something in the song, or maybe they relate back to some experience they had, and that song was somehow related to that, or sung at that time. But sometimes it surprises you, the songs that are precious to people. Tommy talking about the verse that he sings in the car. That was great. And it's that way with prayers, too. Sometimes you work with young people and you don't know what's going on with them. Is anybody catching on to anything? And then we have a prayer meeting. And they start praying. And my, the things that they come out with. You say, thank God. God has been working in them. You know. There was this one young fellow who was, he attended our prayer breakfast, men's prayer breakfast, about a year ago, I remember this. And my father-in-law asked him to close in prayer, and I thought, oh no, that poor kid. I don't think he's ever done that before in his life. And so I'm kind of praying for him that the Lord will help him through this. He prayed the most beautiful prayer. Just the thoughts that he expressed, he picked up on the thing that was spoken about that morning, and I was dumbfounded, and greatly encouraged too. And so people choose songs, and when we open up our hearts and pray and we're not thinking about anybody else but the Lord, we find out that God's doing wonderful things in our lives and making certain things very precious to us, and sometimes it surprises you. What's going on in that life? When I came up to Pilgrim Camp when I was about 17 years old, I'm sure we were the talk of the camp for a while, me and my friends. Andrew was one of them. And we had our long hair and guitars, and we were up in the boathouse, and we put a bow tie or a tie around the deer's neck and a hat and dressed him up a little bit, shoes on the deer foot table. We really made ourselves at home. And by looking at me, I imagine you wouldn't think anything much spiritually was happening. But my, was God meeting me. And I was falling in love with Jesus. And my life was really taking a whole different turn. And so in thinking of myself and my friends and what God was doing for us when we didn't look the part, I'm not too bothered by the way people look so much anymore. I know that something's going on in the heart. And that'll come out after a while. Both Andrew and I cut our hair after a while and tried to look more civilized and fit in with society. When I went to Canarsie, we've got all these people from the Caribbean, and we had a bunch of guys that would come with their do-rags. You know, I used to be afraid of people like that, right? Walk down the street and these guys approach you with their do-rags, and these guys were the really nicest guys I ever met, and I got to love them. And now it's a little bit dangerous, because now I can easily walk up to these guys hanging out on the street thinking they're all like the kids in my youth group, and I find out that they're not. But, you know, we put too much emphasis on the outward, and we don't acknowledge enough what God is doing in people's lives. We have to have faith that God is working. As the Word of God is being ministered, as we're in His presence, God is doing an inward work. That's where it has to start if it's going to be real. And then, as the work of God goes forward and grows in our lives, it'll change the way we dress. It'll change the way we appear on the outside. We want to certainly reflect by our appearance that we belong to the Lord and that we're in His presence and so on. But I thought of all that. Isn't that something? Because someone said, let's sing number 45. You have a favorite song?
345.
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, I didn't
Yeah. No, we could sing that somewhere along the way, too. But think about that, too. What's a favorite song of yours? Yes.
This is my desire.
That's a good one, too. Yeah. My father used to like, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. We knew that every time he had a chance to sing, that's the one he'd come out with. And my mother likes, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. That's what I think of when I think of Mom. And that tells us something about the precious work that God's doing in our lives. Think about that a little bit. What song did God make precious to me? Now, you might not be able to say my favorite song in the hymn book is this, because you might have 15, 20 favorite songs. But maybe there's one that's especially precious to you. You want to say something about that? I don't know. We're still singing this, right? Verse 5.
Yeah, he knows how I am longing, some weary soul to win, and so he bids me. Together, my Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit does make the things of Christ real to us. We thank you for the precious work you're doing in all of our lives. Lord, more than we even understand. And Lord, we pray that the things that are of value to you will become precious to us. We pray that these things that we hear will become our own, that you will make them very personal and enable us to embrace these truths in a way that will change our lives and bring you glory. Lord, help us to see the grace of God in one another. Help us to believe that God is working. Don't let us be deterred by sometimes what we see on the outside. Lord, we all need a lot of changes, but we thank you, Lord, that you change us from one degree of glory to another as we learn to behold you. And so, Lord, have your way this morning. Let your work that's deep in our hearts, let it come forth so that others may see and rejoice and learn to love Jesus and see how wonderful he is through our lives. We pray in your precious name. Amen.
Praise God.
Let's go on.
Praise the Lord. You, Lord, hallelujah.
What is 345 in?
I am thine, O Lord.
Okay, let's sing that. Let's be free.
Now, why did you like that song, Andrew? Tell us.
It was one of my mom's favorites.
Okay. There's a connection there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go continue worshiping. And as I say, if there are others that would like to talk about a song that God has made precious to them, you're going to have to tell us why. Okay. And so be prepared. I don't know that we'll be able to sing every song mentioned, just let you know ahead of time. But we might be able to catch the chorus or so. Praise God.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
my soul.
Love chases the time.
Brought me out of the miry clay. Put a new song in my heart. Song of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's number,
thank you, 476 in our, has to be in our hymnals. 476. Let's stand together and sing it. we sing the last.
I'll tell of the need with the gloom and despair. So be of love, then join in the chorus with the saints above. We know the outer body, he's a on the rock to stay. He puts a song into
God. My wife tells me that sometimes on the guitar I start getting faster and faster. And she said, you know, the other instruments, they like to put feeling into what they're playing. So slow down a little bit, you know. Don't start like this and end up like that. So, you know, I didn't take any formal lessons. You have to bear with me. The rock people that I learned guitar from on the records didn't know too much about timing either. Praise God. There's another question of Jesus that I'd like to consider, and it goes right along with all that's been presented this morning already. Now, this is our last full day together. We've really had a wonderful time here at camp, and it's been such a joy to be here. Tonight we have our last, you know, big formal meeting. Tomorrow morning we'll have a worship around the table after breakfast, and then see the bus off. It'll be a busy morning for everybody, I'm sure. Now, just in relation to tonight, there is no memo. Does anyone know what that means? Brother Keith said that he came, I was told that Brother Keith came into the meeting last Friday night all dressed up with his tie, and he looked around and most people were not especially dressed up, rather casual. And it's always been a tradition here at camp. I don't know where it came from, but Friday night was our dress-up meeting. I guess it's because it was our last meeting together like that. And so we were always encouraged to dress a little nicer on Friday night, you know, wear a tie if you want, or dress shirt. And so Brother Keith, when he came in and most people were not wearing ties, he said he didn't get the memo, right? So there is no memo. If you'd like to dress up a little bit tonight, that would be nice. Okay. Keep the tradition of the elders alive. Right. Praise God.